Getting out of work is something most kids try to do at one time or another, but few are as clever about it as Kurt, especially when it comes to getting out of phys ed class.
All right, you bunch of wood gnomes, two more laps and in you go. Kurt, Oscar, put a little hustle into it, will ya?
Yes, sir. Aye, aye. I hate this, Oscar. I really hate this.
I know.
I mean, look at us. They make us run around and around on this track. And for what? I'm not learning anything.
My dad says it's preparing us for life in the real world.
Running around in circles?
Yeah, that's what he says he does every day at work.
Well, I don't like it. This track stuff is crazy. There's gotta be some way to get out of this.
Oh, not again, Kurt.
What?
You remember what happened all the other times you tried to get out of phys ed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. Like the time you told the coach you had a rare tropical disease, and he sent you to the school nurse, who sent you to the principal's office, who sent you home to your parents, who sent you to your room for a week.
Yeah, yeah. I should have used a different color magic marker for those spots.
And the time you tried to get out of class because you said you were, what did you say? Boycotting the fascist left-wing competitions. Remember what happened?
Coach Stubbs washed my mouth out with soap. But that was only because he didn't know what fascist meant.
Do you?
No, but it sounded good. All right, so they didn't work out. There must be a foolproof way to get out of phys ed.
Oh, look.
What?
It's Lucy over there by the bleachers. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, guys.
Come on, let's go talk to her.
But the coach said keep going.
We'll jog in place, all right? Come on. Hey, Luce, what you doing?
I'm working on an article for the Odyssey Owl.
You're working with the school newspaper?
Yes, I'm doing a cover story on the litter under the bleachers. Have you seen down there? It's disgusting. The school newspaper wants me to get the scoop.
You'll need a scoop for that litter, especially since most of it is the school newspaper. When did you become a newspaper woman?
A couple of weeks ago. I like it. It's a lot of fun.
Kurt! Oscar! How many pit stops you gonna take? Get moving!
Yes, sir. Come on, Kurt.
I'm coming. Back to the rat race, Lucy. Have fun with your trash journalism.
Mm-hmm. My what?
Now, there's a great way to spend your time, writing articles about garbage under the school bleachers.
I don't know. I think it might be kind of fun to write for a school newspaper.
Are you kidding? I can't think of anything more boring than sitting around a class with a bunch of pinheads writing about things like the student reaction to the soda machine when it was out of order, or the life story of Leslie Spongebottom, leader of the overdue book collection in the library, or the favorite food of Butch Nelson, captain of the basketball team. Who cares about Butch Nelson's favorite food, or anybody's favorite food for that matter?
I like the story about Leslie. Did you know she visited Mexico last summer? That's important.
Oscar, postcards of Mexican jumping beans in Tijuana is not news. A nuclear holocaust, the cure of a major disease, the time I saw Robin get kissed by George Baldwin, now that's news. The Odyssey Owl is nothing but a hoot.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a big waste of time. I wouldn't want to give up phys ed for that anyway.
Yeah, we're... Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Mean about what?
Giving up phys ed. What's phys ed got to do with the school newspaper?
The school newspaper meets during phys ed.
It does? Since when?
A couple of weeks ago. It's a new school program they're trying.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Oscar, you've given me an idea.
So, you got the school counselor to switch you into another class, huh?
Yes, sir. All you have to do is sign there at the bottom of the form.
Uh-huh. This isn't another one of those protests of yours, is it?
No, sir. Oscar and I are going to give up the endless fun of running track to pursue a higher calling. Right, Oscar?
I thought we were going to be reporters.
You two as reporters? I never would have thought it.
Yeah. It's been a secret passion of mine for, hours at least.
Well, okay. I wouldn't want to stand in the way of the Woodstein and Bernard of the next generation.
Who? Thanks, Coach. I knew you'd understand.
Kurt.
Yes, sir?
If by some remote chance this is another one of your tricks to get out of phys ed, you'll be running track for the rest of the year. You know that, right? I don't tolerate kids skipping out of my class.
The rest of the year?
Coach, don't worry. I've never been more sincere about anything in my whole life.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Hi, Lucy.
What are you doing here?
This is the meeting room for the school paper, right?
Yes.
We want to become a couple of ace reporters. We're here to join the staff. We want to help you tackle the big issues in print. Corruption in the teacher's lounge. Misuse of the ditto machine. Spitballs on the blackboards. All the hot topics.
Really? I didn't know either of you could write.
Write? You didn't say we had to do any. You never know what we might come up with, Lucy.
That's what I've heard.
All right, everyone. Let's get started. We have a lot to cover today.
Mrs. Medlaff.
Yes, Lucy. Oh, excellent job on the litter article yesterday. I was quite pleased.
Thank you. I wanted to introduce you to Kurt and Oscar.
Hi.
Hiya.
Kurt and Oscar. Oh, yes, you're the new transfers.
We sure are.
I need to talk to the school counselor about this. Have either of you had any experience?
Well, to tell you the truth...
We don't want to brag, Mrs. Medlaff.
Oh, please do.
Well, you remember that award-winning article in the Odyssey Times about the embezzling at the Acmetron Corporation?
Yes. You mean you...
That's right. I read it.
I see. How very impressive. Anything else?
Well, no.
We need experienced writers on the OWL's staff, people with talent.
Track for the rest of the year.
We have talent. In fact, just yesterday, Coach Stubbs was calling us the Woodburn and Steinway of our generation.
Who? That's what I asked.
Come on, Mrs. Medlaff. Give us a chance. Where would any of the great writers be if someone didn't let them work on their school newspapers? Samuel Clemens would have never met Mark Twain.
Now, Kurt.
Charles Dickinson would have never written classics like David Coppertone or Oliver Twister.
Kurt.
William Shakespeare couldn't have penned those immortal words, to be or not to be, wherefore art thou? Or Romeo, Romeo, let down your hair.
That was Rapunzel.
It wasn't that bad.
Kurt, I'll give you a chance, but only one.
Great.
If you promise to work hard, hand things in on time, and be responsible.
Cross my heart and hope to run track for the rest of the year.
What?
I promise.
Tell me one thing. What class did you sacrifice to be with us today?
Physical education.
I see. Well, welcome aboard. Have a seat. Now, let's get down to business and divvy up some of these writing assignments. Janet, Mr. Therringer just had a thyroid operation. I want you to break the story on that.
That'll be a big seller.
Now, Lucy, you should try to get a human interest angle on Phil Bordeaux.
Phil Bordeaux?
Yes, he's the one who clinched the debate finals last week. Find out what it's like to be the state champ.
I wonder what his favorite food is.
Quiet, Kurt.
Now, Bill, I want you to cover the new policy about hairnets being worn in the cafeteria.
Radiation suits would be better.
Quiet, Kurt.
And Kurt and Oscar, what am I going to do with you?
Anything, Mrs. Medlaff. We're here to serve.
Okay, let's see which teacher is up for our weekly in-depth profile. Well... That's timely. It's Coach Joe Stubbs.
What?
Coach Stubbs. That should be a challenging start for the both of you.
Mrs. Medlaff, I think our talents would be better used on, say, environmental issues. Like that hairnet article, for example.
No. Coach Stubbs. He just recently won an award.
He did?
Yes. Something to do with catching kids who try to get out of phys ed class. I'll give you 2 days. I want it for next week's issue.
I don't feel very good about this, Kurt.
Relax, Oscar. It'll be a breeze.
We don't know anything about interviewing people. We don't know how to write an article.
This is newspaper writing. What's to know? We ask him a bunch of questions and write out his answers. That's all. It's not like we have to know what we're doing.
I hope you're right.
Of course I'm right. You worry too much. You know, I think I'm beginning to enjoy this reporter stuff. I mean, it's kind of cool to sit down with someone face-to-face and get them to answer some hard-hitting questions. None of this, what's your favorite food junk. We could ask him about some real important things. You did bring the questions, right?
I thought you were asking the questions.
Oh, terrific.
Well, nobody said I had to come up with the questions.
All right, forget about it. We'll make some up. It can't be that hard. What about the tape recorder? Is it working? We're gonna need it.
Yeah, I checked it this morning. See?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing, testing. Oh, and the Saints come marching in. Oh, and the Saints come marching in. Oh, Lord, I want
okay, Oscar,
to
you can turn it off now.
Number.
Sorry.
I didn't know you liked to sing.
Oh, well, a little. I do Michael Row the Boat Ashore later on in the tape. You want to hear it?
Maybe some other time. Like after I've had my eardrums removed.
Well, well, well. If it isn't our school's newest star reporters. You want to get an interview, I understand.
Yes, sir. You're this week's lucky victim. Subject.
Good. It'll be interesting to see you in action. You know, to find out if you're good at this stuff or just skipping out of phys ed class. You do remember what I told you yesterday.
I think I need to be excused.
Sit down, Oscar. Why don't you turn on the tape recorder?
Okay.
I expect you'll have some deep probing questions for me, being an in-depth profile and all that.
Yeah. Deep and probing.
All right, then fire away. Ask me anything.
Yeah. Ask you anything. Well... You see...
Come on, I don't have all day. Are you reporters or not? Or didn't you prepare for this interview?
We're prepared. It's just that I think what our readers really want to know is... What is your favorite food?
Huh?
I told you, no problems. A few questions, type out the answers, and bingo, an award-winning article for the Odyssey Owl. And no more running our legs off in phys ed either.
Do you think anybody really cares about his collection of famous sweat socks from the 60s?
Sure they will. Look, this article will give everyone a behind-the-scenes look at Coach Stubbs, the man. And when they read about the duck noises he can make with his forearm, they'll go crazy. Come on, let's listen to the tape and get this thing written down.
Okie dokie. This should be it.
Oh, and the Saints come marching in.
Oscar?
Oh, and the Saints come
maybe it's later on in the tape. I'll fast forward it. Here.
Oscar, what is this?
I don't know. I must have pushed the wrong button.
You mean we don't have the interview?
I guess not.
But if there's no interview, we have no article. What are we gonna do?
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to today's Adventure in Odyssey.
All right, we've been at this for hours. Read what you've typed.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Coach Joe Stubbs, an in-depth profile.
And
that's it.
Come on, Oscar. We have to be able to remember something he said.
All I remember is the sweat sock collection and the duck noises.
That won't fill an article. Listen, you push the wrong button on the tape player. You come up with something about Coach Stubbs.
But I don't know anything else.
Then maybe we should try making it up.
What?
It's what most reporters do anyway. If they don't know it, they make it up. That's the unwritten law of journalism. Haven't you ever read the newspaper?
Only the comics.
There you are. Those are as close to real life as we need to get.
But Kurt, Coach Stubbs will know we made it up.
So? It's journalistic license. It's what everyone expects when they've been interviewed.
I don't believe you.
Neither do I. You come up with an idea.
Let's just admit that we don't know what we're doing.
Are you crazy?
We'll say that we did it to get out of phys ed. That's all.
Oscar, do you know what you're saying? Coach Stubbs would make us run the track for the rest of the year. Our bodies would turn into a giant cramped athlete's foot.
It's gotta be better than this. I don't know why I let you talk me into it.
Listen, Oscar, you can't chicken out on me now. We have to write an article, one way or the other. We have to.
All right, gang, those are your article assignments. See you tomorrow. Kurt and Oscar, may I have a word with you, please, here at my desk?
Yes, Mrs. Medloff?
I read your article last night, the in-depth profile of Coach Joe Stubbs. When I finished, I realized I had made two terrible mistakes.
Really?
Yes. First, I read the article while I was eating.
Oh, and the second?
That I asked you to write it.
That good, huh?
Good, Kurt. Good wasn't the word that sprung to my lips. I mean, it was one thing to write that Coach Stubbs was born on a gypsy tuna barge in the middle of the Persian Gulf. But you went a little too far with that story about him being raised by a family of sumo wrestlers in Okinawa.
See, I told you the sumo wrestler thing wouldn't work.
Quiet, Oscar.
Now, for once, why don't you tell me the truth? You don't really know anything about writing for a newspaper, do you?
No, ma'am.
My work speaks for itself.
It sure does. You just did this to get out of your phys ed class, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Kurt?
It seemed like a good idea at the time. I guess journalism isn't as easy as I thought.
That's not the only thing that won't be so easy. First, I've arranged a little interview with the principal. And as I understand it, he's arranged a little interview with your parents. But neither one of these will be written up in the Odyssey Owl, if you know what I mean.
I'm afraid I do.
You know, Kurt, the article was almost believable until you got to the part about his collection of sweat socks and his duck noises. Then I knew you were making it up.
Well, to be honest...
Yes, Kurt?
Forget it. You'd never believe me.
All right, you bunch of gumdrops. Two more laps and in you go. Kurt, Oscar, put a little effort into it, will you?
We're coming.
Yeah, so's Christmas, but I don't have that long.
Yes, sir. Did I mention that I hate this, Oscar?
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm so tired. All I want to do is to sit down.
I can't sit down. Not after my dad got finished with me.
You too, huh? But we'll know better next time.
We? What do you mean, we, Kemosabe? Don't you ever include me in one of your tricks again.
You wouldn't be complaining if it got us out of P.E.
Yes, I would. It's wrong to lie to people to get out of work. I hope you learned your lesson.
Look, there's Lucy.
No, Kurt, we can't. Not again.
Hey, Lucy, wait up.
Go away.
Hey, Luce, what you doing?
I'm here to write a profile about Coach Stubbs that you didn't write. Now go away, you guys are trouble.
Kurt, Oscar, are you trying to win some kind of last place award? Get moving.
Yes, sir. Come on, Kurt.
I'm coming. Lucy, a quick piece of advice. If he tells you about his sweat sock collection and duck noises, don't put it in the article.
What?
See ya.
Kurt, sweat sock, duck, what? Come back here.
You know, the Bible is full of examples of what happened to people who pulled tricks to get out of their responsibilities. I'm sure you remember the story of Jonah in the Old Testament, or Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts chapter 5. If you don't know the stories, look them up in your Bible, okay? Hopefully we'll learn from their mistakes and Kurt's and Oscar's. Pulling tricks to get out of our work is never a good idea. First, because it's dishonest, and second, because sooner or later, the tricks catch up with us. And what happens after that is often worse than if we just did the work in the first place. It's an important lesson for all of us to learn. Adventures and Odysseys, the production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for Adventures and Odysseys.